I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are the challenges that you face getting back home? And what are your plans and how much you approach that knowing everything that's going on north of the border?
Yeah, I mean, Canada's definitely in kind of a tough spot right now compared to the U.S., I guess. A lot of stuff's closed, so I don't really have any plans yet. I mean, I could go back home, but I'd have to quarantine. And I don't really want to quarantine right away. So we'll see. I might stick around here for a bit or get down somewhere else. But I don't really have set plans yet, but I definitely do want to get home and see my family and stuff and hang out up there.
When it comes last 2 months of the season, you were able to play center pretty much every game. What did you, I guess, learn about the challenges of playing that position in the NHL? And how do you feel you grew when playing difficult matchups pretty much every game?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing comes to mind, obviously, right away is just face-offs. I mean, these guys have been taking face-offs in the NHL, some of these guys for a long time. So coming in, it's definitely had some off games on face-offs. And other than that, I mean, like in the D zone too, it's, you know, there's lots of responsibility. You lose your guy, you know, he's going to be open. So, I mean, I think I did a pretty good job as a center, but I know I want to be better and just keep improving, you know, and building off of what I achieved this year.
Dylan, you had so many challenges this year. You talked about quarantine. You had two long ones, COVID, the World Junior, coming here, being a rookie, you know, in your first season in the NHL. It seemed like you had a very good rookie year, but with everything combined, maybe the last 5, 6, 7 games, do you think you hit a bit of a wall there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the last stretch there for me, I didn't really produce how I would have liked to finish. So I mean, I would say I definitely wasn't at my best there finishing off the season. And it was definitely a long year for me. There's obviously no excuses there or anything, but you know, it's nice. I'd love to be playing in playoffs right now, and I think everyone obviously would, but it's going to be good for me to kind of just, you know, take a little mental break and then, you know, get after it. It's going to be a big summer for me. I have high expectations for myself, and, you know, I want to come back next year way better. And, you know, I'm going to work as hard as I can this summer to, you know, to come back and be a difference maker and be a guy who, you know, can produce. And I'm going to expect myself to be a guy who can produce next year.
Hi, Dylan. I think back to when we were in Vancouver for your draft weekend and, you know, Sam Reinhart was there, greeted you. Jack, I know, called. When you think to what went on yesterday, the chances are Sam and Jack and maybe Risto may not be here next year. What was your reaction hearing about yesterday, and how much of a more of a leader can you become on this team, even though next year you would only be in your second year in the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, I can only say great things about those guys. I mean, from the moment I was drafted, obviously Reinhart being there, and, you know, Eichel calling me, those guys have been great to me since the moment I got here. You know, they've helped me, you know, get my feet wet in this league and learn, and they've always, you know, helped me out so much and given me so many tips. So, you know, whatever happens with them, it's out of my control. Obviously, we'd love to have them both back. They're both great players. So, I mean, if they're not, I do think there'll be room for me to kind of step up and be more of a leader for sure. But like I said, they're both great players. I mean, we'd love to have them back.
Hey there. I'm sure you had expectations of what the NHL was going to be like on the ice. Just what did you learn about it being part of it for the season?
This year was definitely not how I envisioned my first year in the NHL being, as a kid, there's definitely a lot of different things. definitely learned, you know, how hard it is to play in this league and produce in this league. So, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm gonna take from this year. I definitely learned a lot, and I'm gonna use that and to, you know, to build my game this offseason so I can come back and, you know, be more consistent next year in producing. And I mean, it's gonna take a lot of work, and I know it is. I'm ready to, you know, to get started.
Dylan, there was a pretty big transformation after Don took over. Just what, when you looking back, just what did he do to transform you guys? What was his big impact on you guys, in your opinion?
I mean, to win games, you got to score goals. And I mean, he kind of based a lot of game on offense and scoring goals. I mean, you know, he was great. I know a lot of us here, you know, loved playing for him, and a lot of guys really shined under him. So, you know, we loved having him a coach, and, you know, that doesn't take anything away from Ralph. I love Ralph as a coach too. And as a guy, he was great to me. He's, you know, definitely one of the best humans I've ever met. So, I mean, you know, whatever happens this off season with coaching, it's not up to us. But you know, whatever happens, we're all going to be super excited to be back here next year.
Hi, Dylan. Going off of what Bill just asked you there, how encouraged are you by how the last month has gone with this team under Don?
Yeah, I think what we did that last month or so is, you know, just a glimpse of what we know we can do next year. You know, we got a real good group here right now, and a lot of guys that, you know, are hungry to win. So, I mean, I think, you know, we're all really excited to, you know, kind of have a fresh start next season. So, you know, we're all just going to, you know, work as hard as we can this off season to come back and, you know, be a winning team.
Hey, Dylan, there was a stretch there where Donnie was giving you top lines every night, it felt like. How would you describe the difference between playing those guys, Bergeron, Crosby, compared to playing against third, fourth lines?
And the biggest difference is just minutes and playing time, I'd say. I mean, those two guys specifically are guys I watched, you know, growing up my whole life. So to be out there, you know, line match against them is pretty cool for me. And, you know, taking face-offs against them, it kind of gives me that extra gear almost to be, you know, try and shut them down or try and score against them. Everyone, you're in the NHL, everyone's a good player. So there's not much, but definitely playing against those guys, it's just the minutes is the most difference in just how, you know, how smart they are in making plays. It almost seems like they never make mistakes. So I definitely love playing against those guys, like matching against the top line. And hopefully we'll see more of that in the future.
Dylan, how did, in your exit interview, did Kevin give you any sort of areas of improvement that he and the organization want to see from you next season? And what sort of goals, you know, maybe not specifically, do you have for yourself this summer to get you ready for year two in the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the talk was just, you know, my thoughts on this season, what I learned and what I can bring into next year. And, you know, I didn't really produce how I wanted to this year. You know, I have high expectations on myself. I want more. So, I mean, the biggest thing for me is just kind of working on that side of the game, you know, just being, you know, I want to be a goal scorer in this league. So, you know, I know I got a lot of work to do this summer to come back and hopefully be able to, you know, up my game from there. But I mean, this year for me was a big learning year, you know, and there's a lot of things I learned that I can build on and improve. And I'm going to do that this offseason.
Hey, Dylan, it didn't appear that you shied away from much of anything on the ice this year, and just the way you've responded to us with your answers as well. Given the uncertainty at the leadership level going into next season, how much do you feel you can shoulder part of that role given what you've learned and given the person that you are right now?
I mean, I'm still a very young player in this league, so I don't expect guys to come in and, you know, look at me as a leader this soon. But I definitely, you know, want to be a guy that, you know, is good. I want to be a leader on this team for sure. And a guy that, you know, can be someone that guys can, you know, look to and talk to. And I mean, obviously as a young guy right now, I don't expect that. But I do expect it of myself in the future for sure. I want to be here for a long time. And I definitely would like to be a leader on this team for a long time.